Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's Green Light Gang. Still GRE though. You know
what else?
I'm a real nigga.
You already
living in a fake world. I got shooters on the ready, 100 in the apple. I just get a word, and they gon' let them bitches block out. And rain on them, 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 rain on them. I just made the call, send them at your neck. They ain't got no picks, cause they just want to rap. So we rain on them,
rain.
I should be worried. 40 cal on my waist, clip holding my 30. I ain't got no worries, and I ain't got no cares. Cause the first nigga that pop off, be the first one to get air. Oh yeah, I'm with the gang. They ain't got no rap, just bang. Green light gang, what you know about us? 100 and y'all been getting nigga wet up. Front around us, I don't think you wanna do it. Playing with your life, boy, you don't wanna lose it. Niggas ain't stupid, y'all don't wanna take a dare. Shooters on deck, I know you see them right here. Niggas, they don't care where you from, who you is, or who you with. Niggas, stay up on that gold mode, 100 rounds in that clip. Sweet from the red, we don't talk too much. Chop and make it rain when I wear that nigga up. Stacks in the cut, talk on sight. He gon' go when he get that light. That go light, you ain't bout that nigga. Strong like you with you, better stop that nigga. My little niggas, all they wanna do is beat. Do a nigga dirty, put his ass 6 feet. Got a good reach, I can get a nigga touch. Get a nigga down, he ain't getting back up. Got me fucked up, but you think I'm lying. Then nigga try me get shot for trial.
I got shooters on already, 100 in the apple. I just get a word, they gon' let them bitches block out. And rain on them, 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 rain on them. I just made the call, send them at your neck. They ain't got no picks, cause they just want to wreck. So we rain on them, rain on them, rain on them.
Nigga, let's go. Niggas already know how the fuck I'm coming. Let them keep on rapping, I'ma send my youngin'. It ain't about nothing, just to get in on call. They on go, they just waiting on the call. Fuck around, y'all, what you niggas wanna die? Fuck niggas coming out, they mouth all fly. Niggas wanna try, I tell them bring it on. Down the fuck nigga with his 44 long. Niggas keep drawing till I get that busy. Compact shit, but the clip be extended. Got a nigga twisted, don't play with me. My little niggas ready, they don't play about me. Spray about me, put a nigga in dirt. This man wanna ride, they meet him at the church. Say to shoot first, and nigga, that's it. They just wanna wreck, they ain't got no pick. 100 in the clip. Wanna been the top, shoes on the bottom and the top free the block. Got you in the box, nigga, where you going? Catching a shot that my shooter's throwing. I don't fuck around with you niggas, I fuck it down, you niggas. I be around them niggas that's really about that life, that really put in that word, that go with those three tight. Ain't no pussies all in my gang, all we see is green lights.
Got shooters on already, 100 in the apple. I just get a word, they gon' let them bitches block and rain on them.
Get the whole club poppin' like Greek Nick. We got Rosé, a little Bombay, a little pizza rock, and we fade it soon as we step in. You got your chicken, your chicken, your chicken, and I know you hate it, cause we lining up the shots. Youngin' got the heat to make them pop. Soon as we hit the parking lot, then we see all the panties drop. Still ain't no bitch nigga, no rich nigga, no snitch nigga. Your bitch choosing on a real nigga, let a kill nigga. That's real, cause I'm so fucked up, I'm talking my shit way too high. put it like this.
Lay it down to the off tree, crispy mix.
Say you love it. You love it, girl. You love it. You love it, girl.
She just got us some titties.
She said she just got us some titties.
Can't wait till I come to her city.
Can't wait till I come to her city.
I smoke till I choke and I'm dizzy. The liquor's invading my kidneys. Been chillin', I'm feeling like killing you niggas. Bitches been missing me lately. They love it when I talk to them crazy. Suck a nigga dick, do a lot of spit, let it drip, yeah, catch my baby.
Ooh,
that's my baby. Like you can, girl, don't worry about your hands, fuck up, cause I'm pulling like this, your man fucked up, he don't do you like this, this so good, that nigga might kiss, you act like she gon' say you love this, god damn it, she loves it, she loves it. Another language.
Oh yeah.
This real life to hit fake shit. Bottles in the air, I'm faded. Drinking, I'm so fucked up. Now I'm talking my shit. I'm so fucked up. I be talking language.
Niggas hate
me. Bitches all on my dick. Baby, when we play, put the song on replay. She like, ooh, that's my shit. And I like.
God, I love that song. shout out to everybody joining us on a special time, Fridays at 3, normally on Philly Hot Radio, but because I have to be with my family, you know, we doing it. Here is home and comfy, and we can cut through shit. Hey! I'm going to have my special co-host, the Bangin', the real DJ Breezy. He works so hard anyway. I'm sure he has a crazy weekend. Philly has turned up this weekend. You got the Powerhouse concert tonight, all the after parties and stuff, Halloween parties. My boy Nick Numbers this Sunday has Hottest in the City showcase. Definitely hit me up if you're trying to get on that. I'll make sure you get Nick Numbers' number. And, of course, y'all know Philly DMV Hot Radio has their Night of Anarchy showcase next Saturday. My special guest today, Chubby Montega will be also performing in a show to win a chance to go to Cancun for the rap artist, $500. Not only spends on Philly Hot Radio and DMV Hot Radio, but a spread in Social Therapy Magazine. And, of course, we're going to show you so much love. And for the R&B and comedian categories, we have a prize as well. 250 along with the same exposure from Philly DMV Hot Radio. And that's going down next Saturday, November 2nd, Club Blue. Definitely hit me up if you need any tickets or information, 215-839-8186. And, of course, we're going to hit the hottest shit. Shout out to Glockaware Radio and, you know, Philly Shine Radio. You know, that's the marriage for Thursday nights. But Wednesday, November 20th, we're going to be at the M Room. Now, we're having a special open mic, but it's special because we're really trying to see who's going to bring the A game. The stage at the M Room is so banging. It's really high up in the air. Like, you really need people. You really have people paying attention to you. You know what I'm saying? You'll have space and room to show the fuck off. So it's information for that. Everybody, it's $10 to get in, and it's $15 if you want to perform. I will give you more information about the set time and everything that you will need to be a part of the open mic November 20th at the M Room. Call me, of course. Y'all know the number. Repeat it again, 839-8186. That's 215-839-8186. Now, today we're going to have some fun. I'm the worst at this, like, the worst ever. I just want to know, like, what's the craziest names you've given to your phone, whether you cool with them, whether you like them a lot, whether, you know what I'm saying, whatever's going on. I know the most depressing name I put was I Miss You. As you know, some guy I really wanted, you know, really, it was a little depressing, right? I Miss You. So every time I called, he called, you know, he had this little special ringtone and shit. And I'm like, yeah, I do miss you, you know? But at the end of the day, I'm going to have some fun. I definitely got a lot of IDKs and then blank, blank, blank for why their number saved or whatever, but we'll get in on that topic, and, of course, I got to show some love to my lovely, lovely Boo Diva status. We turned up last night on, oh, last night's show, and speaking of which, my boo is in the switchboard. Shout out to everybody tuning in the switchboard. All you have to do is just press the number one, and I will open up your mic and show you some love. Welcome back, my boo.
What's going on, honey? Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. We had a different time, right? You think you got to behave more because it's 3 p.m.?
I mean, it's daylight, so that means I have to act right and watch what I say. Okay, I'm good.
Well, if something slips, you know, let it slip out. Yeah, all right. But, you know, I want to talk about this topic, and then I even remember posted something on Instagram earlier, and that's how I was able to remember what I wanted to talk about, because I saved the picture last night of, you know, people, the little iPhone, and, you know, we got the exes be like, so what's my name in your phone? And it says, don't pick up. So I'm sure people,
exactly,
you have more than one, you know, crazy name you've given somebody in your contact. So let's go with, I'm about to take this to Twitter, this question to Twitter also, to see who I could get to support me. So make sure y'all check me out, Honest Fire on Twitter. Hit up my girl Diva Status 256 underscore on Twitter. Hit us up on Instagram and stuff too. But you know, you get more of a instant spot on Twitter. Shout out to everybody showing me they follow Friday Love too.
I think one of the weirdest, oh no, actually there's a couple of those names in there. Okay, one of the names is Was I Drinking? So whenever they call it, says, was I drinking? I got one that says, this nigga right here. This nigga. I got one that is called, I should have had a V8. So, you know.
What does that mean? I could have had a V8?
Yes.
Oh, that was in the movie, right? Okay, I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I could have had a V8. That could have been better.
Yeah,
could've
the V2.
Could have been better.
He was a V1. He wasn't zone
yes.
one like me. either the one. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my favorite one was, like, I mean, because, you know, I don't even, like, really deal, or, no, I really don't deal with that person anymore, but that person's name was called Munchie.
Munchie, I like that name.
It was very well suited, Munchie.
Crunch, crunch. You know what's crazy? I don't have,
what?
Like, any good names, like, damn, that was banging, or, you know, Big Dick Malloy or whatever. Or I don't have, you know, the names in my phone to where it was like something good. It's always something disrespectful starting off with IDK. My biggest time when I name a person is a holiday. So, because you know how it is on a holiday, Mother's Day, Father's Day, 4th of July, even, what just passed up? Columbus Day?
Columbus Day.
Oh, my goodness. Like, somebody said Happy Columbus Day to my phone. But that's how I text them. I mean, I saved their number from their holiday. Because, you know, that way it's thoughtful. And I know to also, you know, think of them during holidays as well.
Right.
You don't want to be like, who this? They be like, Happy Mother's
Day. You know
what? You're so special. I'm like, thank you so much. Mother's Day one.
Like, I do have one, like, even with the names of the things in the phone, like, you know how, like, you do the ringback tones or something like that or whatever it is?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I got one guy that owes me money. So whenever he calls my phone, you know, I got that stewy voice that says, where's my money? So have it by the end of the day.
So when they calling in, they hear that? That's cool.
Yes.
That is so cool. That is so cool. I got to get some answer tones. I like when I call you, I hear that K. Michelle, very special, you know. When you call me, I have a special ringtone, Usher, with There Goes My Baby, you know what I'm saying? So I know when you call me. I'm like, there goes my baby. I know I can't sing, but I'm going to sing. You know how good it is to call you my baby. All right, that's enough. We'll break it down. Show some love and see what else other people are saying. Definitely I'm about to go on to my Instagram and Twitter. And like I said, get a response for everybody. Shout out to my girl, K-Dub, looking banging. Or is that Kayla Infinity? Kaylin. Oh, yeah, she look high like those tapes. Oh, okay, showing some love. But biggest to everybody listening in, I think I lost my diva. Where'd she go? Oh, no, I did. Well, everybody calling. Like I said, we would normally be on Philly Hot Radio, DMV Hot Radio. But like I said, a little technical difficulties today. Here we are right now. Big ups to my boy Frontline Ryan. I'm about to get him to call in now to see what's up, because he said he has something funny to say. My girl Jen, she said it'll be interesting to listen. So I'm about to send her the number, and I'm going to get into some music. You know what I mean? We have got this track last night from my boy DaMillions, who was talking to Glenwood Lalo. I know him. Yeah, I forgot. I know him. I forgot DaMel introduced me to him years ago. They're doing a movie called Fake It. Shout out to Miss K that's in that joint. She's a definite hot spitter. But we got this track with Waka Flocka, Juice Man, OJ, and I forget the other guy that's on this track. But it's called, God damn, what is going on? Everything all frozen? Ew. All right, technical difficulties a little bit. lost the switchboard. Not sure if I lost the callers. Nope, everybody still sitting here? Okay, cool. We're going to get into the song, Got That Work. Check it out.
You know I got that work.
I got it.
You know I got that work.
Come on.
Okay. Oh, no.
Miko Collins said that bag in.
You know I got that work. 50 racks, I got my ass in. You know I got that work.
Bentley GC with that black lean.
You know I got that work.
You can't tell that I'm on beat.
You know I got that work.
Belly G with the belly belt.
You know I got that work.
Cook my own dough, don't need no help.
You know I got that work.
23 stacked up on the shelf.
You know I got that work.
Sell it all, till there's nothing left.
You know I got that work.
I got that bag, I got that sack, I got that pack.
Take your back.
Once I got it, you won't ever get it back. Nigga, took my dope and I don't need a fork. Got that bag, got that Panamera Porsche. That's the type of shit that make your bitch get moist. You gotta fuck with me because you got no choice.
Got no choice.
It's introspection, throw his hundreds like it's polish. Got these bitches geeked up on the molly. Rolling hard like a San Diego trolley.
All the molly know that bad bitch gon' flirt. I don't want no handout, put me to that work. Got a trap booming off that clean and that perk. Soon as that land birds here on the first. Call Young Scooter, get your puss at merch. BSM, stamping on the squares. Ballin' like Cheers, shitting on my peers. 80 for the watch, 50 racks for the ears. Clearport Lear, G7, yeah. That's a private plane.
Hey, hey.
Rap working, trap jumping, I'm in every hood, nigga, I ain't
nigga
running.
Up on the shelf.
You know I got that work.
Sell it all till there's nothing left.
You know I got that work.
How you know I got that work? Clean t-shirts, 71 dunk. Still got the skirts. Need a 28. Go ahead, wipe the skirts. Ballin' like a fool. Got my pockets on jerks. 572. Always got an extra jerk. Wake up early morning. Gotta go to work. Try that like a 9 to 5. Do so my shirt. Bells of the gas. Bells of the perk. Bricks of the white. Pipes of the perk. 69 colors. 402 in the burst. Dashy touchdowns. So you know it's time to work. Million dollar nigga. Check my net worth.
Nigga Collins said that bag in.
You know I got that work. 50 racks, I got my ass in. You know I got that work.
Spinning GT with that black lean.
You know I got that work.
You can't tell that.
Let me talk to you for a second, baby. I got something weighing on my heart. I know we friends, baby, but I don't want to death to part. Let go. And I started when we first met. You laid eyes on me, and I laid eyes on me. Yeah. She's smelling good with you wearing. I told her it's a secret. You might have to keep it, yeah. She said, I don't do no secrets. But for you, baby boy, I might just keep it. She said, tell me in my ear. Come tell me nice and slowly. I said, baby, you the one. You my one and only. I like you, you like me. We don't fight, boo. We don't need
to be. I look at you and you look at me, and you smiling hard and I see the feet. And I'm rubbing you and you rubbing me, and I'm loving you and you loving me. But now you know I'm just trying to find somebody to love.
Infiltrating Negro. I don't believe them, they lying like Leo. Everything these bitches doing, I already did it. Watch my world star interviews, then they mimic. Christmas Eve, ho. Nah. I tell her like them pimps, we gon' get rich, you just believe, ho. I make them gator back, the main coach a pet peeve, ho. I guess that's just me, ho. Asian chick named me, ho. Do her shit, do my bitch, then you come do me, ho. I be on that, represent where you born at. Real niggas can't beat them, gotta join that. Where my joint at?
Hello, music break or whatever. Shout out to my boy DJ Breezy. Call back, nigga. Everybody else showing some love. My girl Chalk representing BB Inc. and her show, The Real Exposure, on UE Radio. Shout out to my boo, also nominated for Philly Hip Hop Awards, but we'll talk about that later. But she said, great topic, but she says the craziest name is Don't Answer, Stupid Bitch, and Dickhead Cleo. So, Dickhead Cleo, that's just funny to even... to say those words, to just think about it. And that's another reason why I'm glad I kind of put this this topic on Philly Shine Radio. So, yeah, well, it occurs because nobody's going to call anybody a nice name if they're making up a name. And the funniest thing for me, I change people's name from their nicknames to their real names in my phone. And they really, you know, people don't even like to always be calling by their nicknames. My homie just called me and just said, bitch with the good pussy. Oh my goodness. Thanks so much for congratulating me. Also, shout out to everybody that's showing love in the city. You know what I mean? Like me. You know, politics politics as usual is common. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, if you're not hustling or making yourself known in whatever circle you want to be in, you know what I'm saying? You definitely ain't shit. What are you doing it for? You know what I mean? So shout out to everybody that was nominated. Get on your grind. Big ups to everybody a part of the Philly Hip Hop Awards. Like I said, my girl Chalk, her and I were recently added as nominees, so shout out to Sonya and everybody supporting, you know, females on their grind. And I got to get more information about the Philly Hip Hop Awards, like when it's going to be and stuff like that. I already told her I will help her promote it. And, of course, the awards is powered by MusicNotch.com. They did a great job with the website, of course. All that credit goes to those guys, I'm sure. But everybody listening in, we're going to have some fun tonight on the show. I might even call some of these people because a lot of numbers I have on my phone starts with IDK. So even for me to go to my IDK, one guy, I don't know who he is, but he has a new single out. And I keep texting him like, who the fuck are you? Where's your single? I got a one. IDK, who this nigga, I don't know why I put it in there, all ignorant or whatever. I also have Saturday Night, IDK, but these are people I don't even talk to. You try to reach out, and to me, like I said, if I have certain people who I don't know who they are, 9 times out of 10, I will check them out. I mean, you got my number for a reason, so it's not like I ever be, like, scared to pick up my phone. Like, for nothing banging. I need a name, this nigga got good dick, or, like, Diva status said, Munchie. I knew that was a good name. Like, Munchie, I'm sure, is for a good name. Like, if somebody's name is Munchie, that's either they're feeding you or, you know, the latter. They're munching on something or whatever. Shout out to everybody listening. And like I said, today we're doing it different because I would normally be on Philly DMV Hot Radio, but being so my family is more important, I'm here with them, and I'm going to go right back into the switchboard. So get ready. I want to really laugh at these topics. I mean, at these topic answers, at the answer that you guys are giving us, because like I said, everybody's texting me something funny, so we'll go in, talk some more about the topic, show some love to everybody listening in. Of course, I got my co-host finally in the building. What took you so long to call it, DJ Breezy?
I was trying to resave these names in my phone. Some other stuff.
So you just changed names just for the show?
Yeah.
Why? You had to?
Yeah. I be changing all types of, man, I be destroying people on my phone.
That is hilarious. Well, shout out to my boy.
You what you
definitely
done.
Follow. All right, that's okay. I'll find out one day. I'll take your phone, punk. You already know I beat you up.
You ever
want to
know what your ringtone is and shit?
What's my ringtone?
You just call somebody that's right next to you?
You know what? I'm going to try that one day.
How you find out how they feel.
That is so
how they find out how you feel, how they feel about you.
You know what? I definitely have, you know what I mean, found out that my ringtone is She Got a Dunk a lot of times, so whatever. But I was trying to shout you out, Breezy. Definitely follow my boy, the real DJ Breezy, talented DJ, working all over the tri-state area every goddamn day, and he's a father, and he's a piece of shit, so... I guess it all ties together.
That comes after five and shit.
He's not a piece of shit. We get the curse today. Aren't you happy? So tell us.
Yeah, I was wondering if you can or not. I was holding back a little bit.
Well, yeah, you know what? I thought that it would be better to
so
have this
fuck
topic.
Bitch shit asshole fuck bitch. Just to get out of my system real quick.
I thought it would be better to have this topic through Fully Shine Radio anyway, just because, you know, people not naming, you know, niggas the right thing, and I want to say niggas, so, because that's mainly what I call people. Like, I don't know who this nigga is, what nigga, but we'll go back into it. I ain't scared of nobody. I see a lot of people, I guess you could say their primary name they give a person don't pick up. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Shout out to the people who are scared to pick up the phone, you know what I mean? Or they can't, you know, check a person. Like I said on the show a couple of shows ago, all my stalkers are scared of me now, you know what I mean? People don't stalk me because there's consequences and repercussions.
Look, if y'all listening, look, y'all doing the right thing, all right? Y'all should be scared. I know her.
Oh.
How she be.
Oh. Aw, that's so sweet.
These crazy text messages she sent to my phone, threatening me.
Yeah, tell them all. Thank you. You're so sweet, honey. Yeah, please let them know. I'm a crazy little animal.
But,
shout out to my boy Kay from Pitch Black Entertainment in the building. I see your number. Welcome back to the show.
What's good?
I'm chilling. Now you can meet my co-host, DJ Breezy, meet Kay from Pitch Black Entertainment.
What's good with you, Kay?
I'm chilling. I mean, two things.
Man,
I mean, from the door, I ain't a piece of shit. You know what I mean?
I was so joking when I called DJ Breezy a piece of shit, because he's a great person. He is amazing. He's handsome. He's nice. He's so courteous. He brings me wings. That's the one thing I am going to miss about not being down at the studio getting some ATL wings. I'm going to settle for some West Philly wings.
Yeah, I was going to bring the liquor today, too.
Oh, no. Where you at? You can still bring it. Where you at?
At a bottle of Moscato.
Oh,
Moscato.
All right, we'll get it together. But before we go into talking with Kay, Breezy, go through your phone. I want to hear what's in your phone. What's the names in your phone?
The names in my phone?
Yes. What names you got, girls, in your phone?
Girls.
Or girls, guys, whatever.
I can't do that.
Why not?
Because it's a crazy name.
So horny.
They be long as shit, too.
So what? I don't care if it's a hashtag. I want to hear it. I'm going to steal your phone. And I'm texting everybody. And I'm sending them a picture of my butt. And be like,
you don't know who they are,
though. I don't care. I'm going to send it to everybody. I'm like, he don't want you no more. He got this.
Wow. I got crazy names. Like, I don't even know their names. Sometimes, you know, things happen and you don't know people's name and shit. So you just got to save it as where you met them, how you met them. Save it as John that threw me off outside of Encore or some shit like that.
Well, my homie texts me saying that he has a girl saved in some real good pussy, but I don't really have anybody saved in my phone, you know what I mean, under something nice, you know what I mean? Like, everything is always something corny, derogatory, or it's like, I don't know who the fuck this is, whoever this is need to tell me, I don't know, calls in the show. But do you have anybody that's named because they did something good? And what is that name?
Do I have anybody named what?
Oh, my God. Open your ears. What are you doing?
I was busy. Man.
You got to sit
name
your
what?
Ass down.
I got different, friends or whatever, or associates named under different shit.
Why made you
that way I know
that
not
has,
to
like,
fuck with them
name?
Or whatever. Huh?
What I was asking is, do you have anybody who has a good name or a fun name, or, you know, they did something good to you, or she felt good to you, or whatever?
Not really. Only girls, depending on, like, if they do certain shit better than the other or something, like.
Yo, my homie person. What'd you say?
Like, if they give head better than all the rest of the bitches, you know, then they're gonna be named whatever head.
Give head better than all the rest of the bitches.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Now, that's a horrible name to give to a person. But my boy Arson said, "How about when a person sees the name that you have them saved under in the phone?" That's fucked up. That's real
might
messed
up.
Might
have done that to me, though, before.
You seen the name
they have like, damn,
under?
You got me saved as whatever,
Oh, man. that's a shame. That's a shame.
That was from a long time ago. I ain't changed it yet. That was from, you know, from a little minute ago.
You know what? I actually see my name in my ex's phone. You know what I mean? And then it kind of just made me really just not want to be with him anymore. But he called me Cuckoo on his phone. I swear to God, like, my name was saved as Cuckoo. And he's going to talk about something that's Coco. I'm not the fuck Coco. Don't try to clean it up.
I can see that.
You ain't right. You is not right. But Kay Black, Kay from, I call you Kay Black. I'm so sorry. I'm giving you all types of nicknames because, you know, I don't want to put your government out there. But we had a chance to get you on the show last night while you were busy judging the competition. So can you tell us who won now?
Actually, we still couldn't. Well, they couldn't decide. I had decided on I forget their names. I'm sorry. They was good. It was just another group that did. Actually they thought about going with two groups. One of the groups was called fuck it, I can't remember. they won, so shout out to them, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't know what to expect, but
you the worst judge in the world.
You
got a lot on your mind. What you got on your agenda for today in Pitch Black Entertainment?
Conference calls. I'm taking a lot of calls from artists right now. People submitting their music, and we're just working. That's all. You know, I got a meeting with, some artists at around 6:30, 7 o'clock to, talk about which direction I want to go in with that. So, label stuff.
Nice. So tell everybody about your label and, definitely how you got started.
Well, my label, of course, is Pitch Black Entertainment. Basically, trying to become the number one independent record label in Philly, which is much needed. I mean, there's no real established, music staple like right here in the city. I mean, it's just one or two, but actually it's more than one or two, but they not really, a powerhouse like that. And we just trying to establish a place for a lot of, great talent to call home. I started about maybe 8-9 months ago. I've been in the business for about 20 years as an artist. I fell back for a little bit, got tired of the music scene, just got real dry and just, boring. So one thing that I found about Philly artists is that, a lot of them just want to be rappers. And we'll just stick to rappers, not, other musicians. They just want to be rappers. They don't have no real love for the music or the culture. And one thing that I can't stand is for any artist, not to be a student of the game or have knowledge of, hip-hop history. That's like you want to play basketball, but you don't study your craft. And that's corny to me. You're not paying homage to the guys that came up before you. You don't know any of these artists. I've ran across a few artists who didn't even know who Big Daddy Kane was or Public Enemy. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys was in an era where, nobody sounded the same. You had great, bodies of work, all the albums was good, but these days, everybody, they wake up and they want to emulate who's ever out that's hot right now because they think that's what gave them. Nah, you got to be original. Do you? Nobody wants to have another Meek Mills. Nobody wants to have another, Young Jeezy. If somebody's going to say, I sound like somebody, I'm going to want them to say, I sound like Jeezy. I mean, that's the only person I could really think of that it's probably a good place for you to start if somebody's going to say you sound like somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, be yourself. Create your own lane. I want to know you. I want to know your story. But that's basically where I'm at with it. Next question, please.
it was very, very thoroughly answered. And like I said, on the show last night, I really appreciate, how you speak and what you're doing, and I want to be able to be there and help, you know what I'm saying, with the promotion side, because marketing and promotion is A1 important. Like, how else is anybody going to know about, you know, what's going on? And my question to you, I was going to throw something back at you because it got me to thinking, because even for me, I see certain artists, their legacy is not that strong. So, you know, I love, for me, I love Big Daddy Kane. I love, you know, Public Enemy and stuff like that because growing up, that's the music that I listened to. But as I got older, I seen them, you know, kind of fade away. So my question to you is, how are artists supposed to really know about these artists who let their career fade away, as opposed to a Jay-Z and a Lil Wayne or even a Fat Joe who remain consistently making music over all these years? Even LL Cool J is still relevant.
The difference between artists, I mean, if you look at the past and really, you know, you studied hip-hop, it's true that a lot of those rappers, you know, that I named, T.E., Big Daddy Kane, Eric B. and Rakim, a lot of them was really pretty much done after their second or their third album, you know, and partly because there was no blueprint. And at that time, they really wasn't trying to let hip-hop in and, you know, let the story of the urban community be told. You know, artists like P.E., they got death threats, you know, all the time for the, you know, the conscious, you know, awareness that they was raising in the community. And for me, myself, I think the message that they were preaching still resonates today with, you know, us being black people and having knowledge itself and power that we have. A lot of the stuff, when I go back and I listen to it, I hear, you know, stuff that's still relevant in their music that they were saying, you know, 20 years ago. But the way that, you know, Jay-Z and other rappers, you know, stay relevant now, it's not too many of them that's relevant, but the way that, you know, Jay-Z or Eminem or Nas, you know, stay relevant is because, like I said, they perfected their craft and they remained students of the game and they grew up, you know, listening to those artists and they seen other things. Once they got out of the environment that they was in, they seen other things and they learned how to transform themselves, reinvent themselves, keep coming with, you know, better music. If you take Jay-Z's album, first album, for instance, it sounds nothing like Magna Carta Holy Grail. So you see the development. The formula's still the same. I mean, Jay is a phenomenal artist as far as putting together a great body of work. You know, you can pretty much listen to all his albums from beginning to end. Same thing with a Nas or Eminem. And financially, you know, the endorsements are there. Not like it was 20 years ago where pretty much, you know, Adidas sponsored Run-DMC, but now they see that, you know, hip-hop is, you know, the top grossing, you know, form of music right now, so that the endorsement deals that, you know, sponsorship deals that rappers are getting versus, you know, 20, 30 years ago is crazy. So people can pretty much, you know, survive off that right now alone. And that's part of the reason why they created, you know, 360 deals for young artists right now. So, you know, the labels get a piece of all that. Next question, please.
For those people who don't know what a 360 deal is, explain that to everybody because they really think that, you know, you're going to go into these record labels and pretty much do whatever you want, but they're in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? Seriously, on a 360 deal.
A 360 deal is basically it's pretty much it's just like in a nutshell, the without going into all the specifics of it, because I can break it down for a minute, it's basically the label structures a deal with the artist, whereas they get the artist involved in touring, marketing, promotions, sponsorships, the label sales, everything that comes with an artist, the record label becomes involved in, and in turn they take a piece of that. And partly because of what happened, what's happening with the record sales today, they're not making no money. Artists are just not selling the records that they used to sell. Basically, the boy from Napster, who created Napster, he killed the game, period. I mean,
yes.
The record industry will never be what it was ever since downloading free music, you know, came into fruition. You know, Tower Records went out of business. You walk into a Best Buy or any other place that sells music right now, and the music section is almost non-existent. You went from even now, I mean, if you look at the history, you went from records to tapes to CD, and now CDs are about to be gone. I would give it maybe probably another year or two, maybe, tops before you stop seeing CDs altogether. It's just,
now, you know,
it's just
not, I really agree with that. Now, the reason I wanted you to talk about 360 deals, I was going to say I feel like they're unfair. They're definitely unfairly given out to artists because, you know, the labels aren't giving up as much as they used to, you know what I mean, before to artists. You know, they're wanting more from them. So they want money off of your publishing and your music, and then they want money off your shows and your appearances and your endorsements. So like, it gets to be a little too much, where I think nowadays, and I appreciate what Napster did, because it opened it up for independent artists to get in on a game, because the level, the playing field is kind of leveled a little bit, because just as hard as labels have to work and make, you know, people in the industry, we have to work just as hard, but we have the same tools, you know, being as though the internet and, you know what I'm saying, free commerce, period, you know what I'm saying? But what I was going to ask next is, what is your presence on these social media sites, you know, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, even Blacktalented? What is the Pitch Black Entertainment, you know, stance on social media right now and connecting on the internet with your music?
I think it's very important, especially as an independent artist. You'll find that a lot of artists are going independent. Jay-Z went independent. Timbaland, he's talking about turning in his last album for his label, and then he's pretty much independent. The money turns out to be the same. If you sell 100,000 records independently and a million through a label, it's the same amount of money. That's why you see a lot of artists that like Tech N9ne or Mac Miller, Joey Badass, the list goes on, who doesn't have a, you know, quote unquote major label situation and don't want one, because, you know, of that. But speaking as far as social media, to have that type of presence, you got to be out there on your social media game. You know, you got to let people constantly see you, whether you're putting music out there, whether you're at parties, even if you're home playing with your kids, you know, people are going to want to see some type of, you know, story on you. Your Twitter page. Your Twitter page should always have, you know, go check out my new music, or, you know, same thing with your YouTube. You got to get your videos, because, I mean, if you go to a major now, they really going to ask you those three things. They're going to ask you, where's your video? Where's your hit song? And you should just ask you, where's your three hit songs? And that was it. they're gonna ask you, what are your spends? What are your spends like on radio? You know what I mean? They actually really expect you to be on radio right now with those spends. And Philly radio, mainstream radio, forget that shit. That's not gonna happen. You know, unless you got, you know, somebody on the inside, or you want to pay somebody. And we all know who we talking about, but you know,
yeah,
these are the things that's gonna have to, you know, happen, you know, for social media. So I think it's very important, if not, you know, the main part of your success.
Definitely. I appreciate that. And as you were saying inside of it, like, you have to always do your grassroots promotion. And that's actually going out to meet people, passing out flyers, you know what I mean, being in events, different stuff like that. So all that comes into play. You can't just, the same way these labels have 360 deals, I feel like we all need to think about that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people in Philly, I love that they design their own T-shirts and they have their own clothing company. I want to know, how did you even come into, you know what I mean, your PS Breed clothing line brand? Just to tell us for the show right now. Because that's,
well,
is that the only clothing line you have or you represent?
Oh, no, definitely not. We got more coming down the pipeline. PSP is a phrase, Philly Support Philly, which was started by DJ No Frills. Shout out to him, by the way. And me and Frills actually met earlier this year for the first time. I seen him on Instagram. You know, I always followed his movement as far as his mixtapes and, you know, what he did with, you know, other artists. And his catchphrase, you know, let it play, I got you, you know, always resonated with me, you know, as far as the mixtapes. But I was working with another artist, you know, that I actually grew up with, and I was trying to get him out there, you know, more. So, I contacted Frills through Instagram, and, you know, his thing was, you know, why should I play, you know, your artist, what y'all going to do for me? So when we met, it was kind of like a standoff, because I thought we was going to brawl when we first saw each other. That's how deep, like, the conversation went. Like, I didn't know what to take of it, because, you know, sometimes when you text somebody or you send somebody a message, you never know, you know, how to take a particular message, you know.
And plus,
it,
no
frill, particular
passion.
Tone.
Yeah, his passion can sometimes be misconstrued for aggression. He'll, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's my homie. I know him. But he definitely sometimes seems like he is mad. So you like, what you mean? Like, you only want to get
Yeah, I mean, he never really gets, you know, upset about too much.
I was saying his passion gets misconstrued as aggression.
It's passion. It's passion, definitely can. But, you know, that's just, you know, the love that he has, you know, for the music. I mean, we just decided, you know, to get the PSP brand out there because it was another situation that was, you know, much needed. I mean, a lot of artists, you can tell, you know, that don't have, you know, the typical, well, I ain't gonna say typical, but they've never been anywhere. They've never been to, you know, anywhere further than maybe like Virginia. You know, they've never been in Atlanta or Miami or LA or New York, you know, and you could kind of tell, you know, with that, because, you know, they don't really know what's going on out in the world. And all they know is they hood and, you know, what's going on in their hood. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, tell your story. But it just gets to the point where they have to see where it's monotonous. Like, we as radio, DJs, label executives, we hear this stuff constantly all day long. So when we say, like, you sound like somebody else, and you come in the room and you screaming, oh, they corny, or they, you know, they whack, they not hot, whatever phrase you want to say, and then once it's your turn to get on the mic, you sound like the last guy who just got
off. My God, right, oh my goodness. Yeah, people definitely got to get their shit together with being original, and I appreciate that you said that, and I'm sure that's what you're looking for as well.
Yeah, The PSP, we just got together in a nutshell. We just got together. We started it, and, you know, now it's moving. You know, people see it out in the street, and, you know, the PSP brand is, you know, basically, it's not just a brand. You know, we out here in the streets, we're giving back. You know, we donate shirts through some of the proceeds. You know, we providing you know, book bags for kids, or, you know, we're planning on, you know, this winter supplying coats for kids or the homeless, whatever is needed in the community, you know, or the city of Philadelphia. So I think, you know, we're trying to get to the point where, you know, we get it involved on a
That's the sound. Well, definitely appreciate it. Like I said earlier in the show and yesterday, and since I've met you, I definitely want to support you. It's not a lot of people who have that mentality. It's a lot of people in Philly. All they really worry about is taking, snaking, and for real, just lying, like, through their teeth. So I want to show some love to another person who I actually want to. Oh, good. I lost you, Blake. I didn't even know that. I lost you, Kay. I didn't even know that.
Okay.
I was saying I wanted to go in and get to play some music from another artist who now has his own record label and is doing the same thing that I feel like you were doing. He's from Chicago, but he lives in Miami right now. And he's taking a chance because of his grind. Big Jig was the 106 and Park champ for a long time, and he did a whole bunch since I've known him in 08. And now, like I said, he's ready to, you know, find that artist who wants to put in that work for real. And I wanted to ask you before you had got cut off, what are you looking for in the artist, and what's coming up next for Pitch Black Entertainment?
What I'm looking for artists, any artist who has a love for music, who knows how to make a song, who knows how to make a hit song. I get so tired of artists who, you know what I mean, you listen to. I'm gonna just say it like this. Fuck the took the answer. I'm gonna say it like this. For me as an artist, whoever's on top gonna knock your fucking head off. Whether that be Jay-Z, whether that be Nas, that I don't care who it is. That's me. If I just heard Magna Carta Graham, which I think was one of the best albums out this year, and I'm strictly that album, I'm gonna say, went over a lot of people's heads. But to me, that was a good album. If you're the top, you're on top, I'm looking to knock your head off. I'm looking to be the best at what it is that I do. So with that being said, I'm looking for artists who's willing to listen, who's willing to go outside the box and not just do the norm of what they think everybody wants. Everybody don't want to be, you know, I don't want another Meek Mills, especially out of Philly. I don't want another Beanie Siegel. I don't want none of that. If you're going to talk the street stuff, be good at it. You know, shout out to AR Adam and Dark Low, because I've been listening to a lot of these stuff lately. And for a minute, I was like, oh, you know, they just the typical street, you know, cats. But once I really started listening to them, they got some shit.
Now I've been fortunate enough to hear music from AR Ab and Dark Low because they work with Dunny, who's the engineer I work with, and I know his talent. I even know some unreleased music that AR Ab had that's like a phenomenal track. And even when I got a chance to interview Dark Low, AR Ab's brother, and you know, when they came to the show, they like, "Oh, we gangsta, and it's your topic a little too soft for us." I'm like, people's had enough of y'all gangster. Let's get into your music aspect. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to talk about you guys as the artist. Not all y'all gangster shit, because you guys are very talented. Now, even what you saying that, what I was going to say is, in Philly, people have, they put up such a front, because you will, to be honest, the hottest artists don't promote themselves, and it drives me nuts. You know what I'm saying? It drives me crazy, and that's definitely something that you need to look out for. But the hottest artists do not promote themselves. So for me, how do you even get the, you know, peel the layers off of that? Like, you know, maybe they might seem like they're too hard, or, you know what I'm saying, or they're not hard enough, or, you know what I mean? Like, how do you even get past that? How did you even be able to get past that for AR Ab and Dark Low as an example?
Well, for them, I mean, I'm gonna keep it 100, because they keep it 100. That's really the lifestyle that they lead. You know what I mean? You can tell when, you know, you got some fake cats out here, but they the real deal. They live what they're talking about. So I can appreciate that style of music when you actually live it, because you actually make me feel it. And that's why I was saying earlier that, you know, I was kind of standoffish from a lot of cats, you know, music. But when I actually started listening to it, you know, the buzz just kept growing and growing and growing. I actually started feeling it. So it was like, damn, when I listen to, you know, Mud Music or Life of a Crook, I'm like, yo, this my shit right here. You know what I'm saying? Because I can feel it. I can resonate with it. Because I got homies, you know, from their hood, you know, and it's like when they tell a story, you can actually, you know, if you haven't lived it yourself, you can actually visualize it, versus some of these other rappers who just out here talking about they driving whatever car, and, you know what I mean? Then once they leave a showcase or leave a studio, they like, yo, what time the bus come? But you just got done in the studio talking about how much work you flipping and all that.
Well,
so I'm not sure yet. So my artists are whatever genre of music that you're in, make me feel it. Make me, you know what I mean, make me believe that you got a passion for your music. That's the type of artist that I'm looking for. If I could sign ARAB, I definitely would. If I could sign Dark Low, I definitely would. If I could sign a lot of artists in Philly, I definitely would.
Have you met Dark Low? He's amazing.
Yeah, I met Dark Low. He's a real down to earth dude. You know, he keeps it 100. You know what I mean?
Will he sign Dark Low? That would be a great.
That'd be a great little
connection.
He's definitely a good dude. He's a man of respect.
Would you want to sign Dark Low or work with him? Are you going
hell
to?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's what's up.
Hell yeah.
Appreciate it.
Definitely. I mean, why not? But if I'm trying to do what I say I'm trying to do, if you're from Philly, I'm trying to put you on. Regardless of, you know, of whatever rumors, you know, oh, somebody's a thug or some, you know, whatever.
I will say
you from
this,
my city, you getting on.
Yeah, I will say this. I will say this, you know what I mean, and all my real G's be with me, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong with talking about the stuff that you did, but you can't put it out there to where as though it's going to be evidence, you know what I mean, against you, because at the end of the day, like, it is supposed to be glorified, and no one's really supposed to know what you, you know what I mean, what you went to. So let's definitely keep it 100 with when it comes to that. Like, let's definitely take it to where it's more story and not exactly like the block. Like, I was on 24th in Indiana last night, you know what I mean, like, in a rant.
Yeah, I mean, and it's, you know, it's
because it's true to me about rappers that's in jail, you know what I mean? ARF, Free Beanie Siegel, and it all gets, you know, you all always will be subject to that type of, you know, scrutiny as men in this industry, you know what I'm saying? Or even women, they're waiting for you to slip up and make a mistake so they can throw the book at you. So we definitely all got to be more careful.
Well,
Philly niggas real,
well,
though. I'll tell you that.
You know
much,
what?
Like,
I did. On top of that, and you know, they scared of Philly cats. And this I know firsthand. A lot of these industry dudes, they scared of Philly niggas, and that's just the bottom line. They can say what they want to say. They can say, you know, that they're not, but them niggas know when Philly cats come up in the building, y'all niggas know what time it is. I've been in New York and had New York cats tell me that they fuck with Beans and you know, Beans they dude, and when, you know, him and Jada is just decent, they was rocking out with Beans. I've had New York cats from Brooklyn, from Harlem, all, you know what I'm saying? So I know. So and when I'm going down to Atlanta, you know, people ask me all the time, yo, Philly is really crazy, like they said it. I'm like, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I want, even for me, you know what I'm saying, like, I'll be honest, the woman that I grew up as, you know, is not who I am today because of the simple fact of you don't want everybody to always know what you're doing. Like, you're supposed to really do your dirt under wraps. Like, no one's supposed to really, you know what I mean, know what you're into. And I think that will help everybody in Philly get a little bit more further, because at the end of the day, it's good because it's entertaining, you know what I mean, that thugged out mentality, you know, the wordplay, the storylines, you know what I'm saying, that stuff is catchy. But I really feel like it's a disservice a lot of these artists give to themselves staying in the streets when you can, you know what I mean, make money off of selling your own T-shirts, selling your own CDs, putting shows together and stuff like that to, you know what I mean, get on your way to making millions of dollars. And I will say, it's like a lot of my Philly niggas, I'm not going to say you guys by name, but you will be much more successful outside of the street because people look at Philly for that style, that talent. You know, we're like an entertainment capital, but it is a little, you know, people are a little pumped, scared of us, you know, they scared that people will be a liability, and that's what it is. So, guys, we all need to take that liability out of this, out of our reputation from Philly. We got to take that liability part out.
It's not unwarranted, you know, when you look at the history of some of the Philly rappers, you know, that, you know, came up, you know, in the past couple of years. You know, they really don't want to invest their time or their money with somebody that, you know, might keep going to jail or you know, keep getting in trouble, you know, because, I mean, if you look at it, I mean, almost every successful rapper in Philly probably has been locked up at some point in time. But that's just, it is what it is. But at the same time, there's still a lot of talent with rappers out there who hasn't been in trouble or has been arrested or anything like that, and who does make good music. Good music is good music, and it doesn't really matter. I think just, you know, right now we're being blackballed, not just in the rap community. So I'm not just going to say it's just, you know, on the rappers. We've been blackballed all over the place, even on the political level. I mean, if you look back a couple years ago, they blocked Will Smith from making a from building a movie studio here. You know what I mean? And for what reason?
It's a lot. Like, the one thing, like, politics are disgusting, period. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
And that what they want is more money, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of people don't like to be pushed around like that. I don't like it either, because, you know, certain times I even have certain club owners and, you know, club managers who try to overcharge me for stuff that I know I don't have to pay for and stuff like that. And it does, you know, put a bad taste in my mouth. But at the end of the day, this is America, you know, it's so much red tape and everything that we got to do. So to definitely cut through it and just keep it pushing is the way that dreams are found. You know what I mean? Like, it'll always be red tape. Like, it definitely will. But
I think a lot of that is, you know, within this city, and I think it's corny because a lot of people want to, you know, make a deal today and have the money tomorrow. They're not willing to build a relationship. Everything has to be based off money. I mean, I understand people got to eat, but real businessmen know that you put your heart and your passion into something, the money is going to come. If you always worried about the money, then it's never going to come. I've had people, you know, say to me, oh, you know, let's work. But then, you know, they want to charge you for everything. I'm like, yo, we just got done talking about making this happen. And they like, well, we got to build a relationship first. Well, how the hell can we build a relationship if you got, you know, you want to charge? There's no relationship.
You got your hand out.
So it's like, yeah,
hey,
you
know
can
what?
Charge
and
me.
That's
and what's
where
really funny, what really pisses me off is that these same people who charge you, when I turn around and then I want to charge, they looking at me like, I'm like, I done did something wrong. It's like, why you charging me? Because then you charge me?
You know,
like,
what?
That's
even where when people go into that same, you know, that same red tape, like, motherfuckers, you're not even doing it on a level of where it really get ugly. Because let's be honest, this industry is ugly. You know what I mean? It could be very ugly when it comes to politicians and all that stuff. You know what I mean? You got to be ready for it. But the unity has to start from somewhere. And there are certain people who you'll come to, even though, you know, we all have our services and our costs for certain things. People want to cut the cost because they see somebody they can build with and make more money down the line. You know, certain people, they don't see that potential. And definitely a white man handing out permits and, you know, licenses, they're not going to give you no leeway. Philadelphia is a tough city to have any type of business in when it comes to taxes and fees and all that other stuff. A friend of mine's building is just being shut down from some L&I bullshit. So it's just like a bunch of crap you can go through.
For me and my label, I think at the end of the day, you know, we're not getting involved in that. You know, we just about, you know, making the money and seeing, you know, the fruits of our labor. If you, like I said, you go down to Atlanta, you know, all these events that we have, the powerhouse and stuff like that, they have this stuff going on every day, every weekend. You know what I mean? Somebody's coming to a club to perform. Somebody's going here. You don't see that stuff here. Compared to Atlanta and New York and, you know, L.A., Philly's dry. Nothing goes on here. We bring maybe one or two. We bring a lot of, you know, artists that are not relevant no more. You know, Powerhouse is the biggest thing in the year. You know, Kevin Hart, you know what I mean? Just throw him out there. The last time Kevin Hart been here, at a club,
he was
you know, perform. or
one,
just
one thing for certain, and I can be honest about Kevin Hart and him coming up, and it's crazy, and I don't like to see it a lot, but a lot of people, they get bitter towards Philly. You know what I mean? Even Meek Mills and Kevin Hart. You know, you have so many people who are snakes and slime balls. You don't want to fuck with them no more.
Definitely,
you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
You don't want to come back.
I can appreciate that, and I'm not mad at that.
I'm not going into
those specifics. I'm just saying, you know, not, you know, him being from Philly and not coming back again. I'm just saying from a celebrity standpoint, you know, like, I'm just saying from, you know, a club like Privé in Atlanta, who has celebrities come through every weekend and host parties. We don't have that in Philly. That's non-existent.
Yeah,
because,
you know, the people who claim to be the biggest promoters in the city are the biggest snakes in the city. You know what I mean? Like, we have a lot of snakes, you know what I mean? People can say a lot what they want, you know what I mean? They don't fuck with me, a lot of them, except for the one boy who I had to out for being a tranny chaser or whatever. They don't fuck with me. Like, they respect me, and we have, you know, a good rapport. Don't bring that bullshit over here. But it's not going to happen here until, you know, somebody like myself step forward and show that it is a better reputation to be held here in Philly, because believe it or not, it is a different generation now. You know what I mean? It is newer people, it's newer promoters, newer clubs, or new names to clubs. Let me put it like that. New names to these clubs. But a lot of people, you know, it's hard to come back somewhere where you only think that all it is a bunch of snakes. You're going to go somewhere new and deal with those snakes over there. Please believe they're still dealing with snakes and all that other stuff, because I'm surprised, because earlier this year I checked Meek Mill's net worth from last year, just because I was having a debate with somebody, and I was trying to tell him, I'm like, I know Meek is making money now because I see he has different endorsements, I see him doing shows and stuff like that. That was beginning of the year, his net worth like $3 million, and now when you check it out, it's at $500,000. So for me, that even makes me think, what the hell? Philly is full of so many fucking people. Why wouldn't Meek Mills want to be here every weekend or every other weekend to make money and also, you know, show his city that love? Because people will support him. They love him. I've seen them pack all types of houses. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the Meek Mills situation, you know, I won't even, you know, get into. I've heard stories, but I can only, you know, I don't know him personally, so I mean, I can't really speak on, you know, nobody's situation that I don't know personally. And even if I did know him personally, I still wouldn't speak on their situation. It's just
exactly.
That, you know, it is, you know, it is what it is when it comes to Philly. But fortunately, I think I've learned to handle myself a better way, because I realized at the end of the day, why fuck up the money? You know, you can have a certain reputation, and honestly, I don't care what your reputation is until I actually deal with you. Realistically, I don't. I only judge people by the way that they treat me. I don't get into the, you know, once if I approach somebody and somebody else come up right behind me and say, oh, don't, you know, deal with that person. You know, they this, and that. And I've never had any, you know, problems with that person. That's like somebody can say to me, you know, after I get off the show, oh, I heard you on Fire's Radio, don't, you know, deal with her. And I'm, you know, I'd just be like, why not? You know, I don't have any, you know, anything negative to say about it.
Yeah.
So,
Now, for real, we did it for business together. I wasn't even saying.
It's just going to be that,
money.
Just, you know, business. Why mess up the money? People in Philly tend to get into one small situation and just say, I'm not messing with that person no more. And it'd be something small and petty. It'll be something very small and very petty. So I choose to.
Certain situations can be small and petty, but I'll be honest, you know, my biggest thing in this city is your reputation. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like either way it's put, and not only in this city, in this whole entire music business, I wish people would be more honest about people's business practices and whatnot, because it'll help a lot of other people not waste time. My biggest pet peeve is when you stop fucking, when you work with a person, you stop fucking with them, and then they tell you, oh, yeah, that's why I wasn't fucking with them. You know what I mean? And then they want to tell you the story. So I'd rather hear it first. That's just me. Like, I'd rather hear it first so that way I could either gauge the situation when I talk to the person, you know what I mean? Like, just to ask some questions about it, because 9 times out of 10, if you're cool with somebody, Kay, and you know that they're thorough, but then they tell you, oh, I wouldn't fuck with that person, maybe it might be a little, you know, grain of truth in something that they said, because the person is going to tell you something, is going to care. 1% hate. I really feel like only 1% of a person that's telling you don't fuck with a person is because they hating and they want you to fuck with them instead. But 9 times out of 10, I feel like you definitely got to heed certain warnings just to not waste any time. That's just to be totally honest. Like, I've had people, you know what I mean, I'm throwing events, I see them, they had their events just empty. And I'm like, oh, they need honest. Oh, you must need me to help you bring some people to the table. And then next thing you know, they stealing my door money with their friends and all types of shit. And then when you go talk to somebody else, so you know she ain't like you in the first place. You know he wasn't really, you know. So you definitely got to take people's reputation into account as well as everything else. Big up to everybody tuning into this show today. We have so much to talk about. I feel like it's been a great show, me keeping company with Kay. I lost Kay. Where's Kay? Call back, Kay. What happened? But I got my girl Vicky on the line. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's up with you?
Calling in about the topic today.
Okay, well, I got Kay back on the line. What's up, Kay? And before I let you go, Kay, I definitely want to hear you answer the topic question for today, which is, you know, have you given anyone in your phone any crazy or weird nicknames because either you don't know their name or you just, you know, gave them their name in their phone. You even gave them the name.
No, I'm too old for that. I don't do that. I got certain, my ringtones is pretty much, or not names, I do got certain ringtones that I've had, you know, for jump offs or something like that when that was my thing. But as far as names, I never had that. Because I mean I don't put my personal business out there as far as, you know, my own situation, but you know what I mean, picture me, you know, as a person who's with somebody and you know, my phone started ringing and the name Superhead pop up. You know what I mean?
You get in trouble.
So, yeah, nah, we ain't doing that. And, you know, or even a certain ringtone. So my ringtones is pretty much, you know, I got a standard ringtone and then I got a ringtone for everybody, you know, that's, you know, on the Pitch Black team. And I got a ringtone for, you know, associates, and you know, my regular ringtone is this, you know, maybe I'll answer it, maybe I won't answer it, but, you know, I just got different ringtones. But other than that, nah, I'm cool on that.
Yeah, you know what, that's what I do on my phone, because like I was saying earlier, I don't really have, like, you know, special names for people. A lot of the names that I give people is IDK, who this is, or the I don't know what date it was, or I don't know, whatever they text me, or whatever, until I figure out who they are, because I feel like you're going to call, you're not calling my phone for no reason. But the main one in my phone are holidays, you know, because you get those happy 4th of July texts, you get the happy birthday texts from certain people who you haven't talked to in a while, don't have their number stored. So I save people as Mother's Day, real sweet, or Columbus Day, really, really
wow,
unneeded.
That's crazy.
So, you know, people, I swear to God, I got like 4 texts from numbers that I never had in my phone saying happy Columbus Day. So it was weird. I was like, look.
Well, I mean, when that happens, I'm a big, like, my pet peeve, I think, is mass text. And I guess it's because of my phone carrier. And everybody that's listening that know me or don't know me, don't ever, ever, ever send me no mass text, because I hate when that goes out, because then everybody that you sent that mass text to is texting back, and you get all those texts from those people, and my phone be blowing up, and I be hating that shit. Everybody I know, I tell them, look, if you're going to send out a mass text, don't send it to me. Send it to whatever, you know, let it, you know, you can get those, y'all still coming to my party, or, you know, even for the, lately, after the Philly Hip Hop Awards nomination party, you know, I started to get the mass texts. Don't forget to vote for me, for this, man. I'm like, oh, my God, man, what's up? Damn.
No good. No, because I will mass text you and everybody else calling the Philly Shine Radio. I don't think it's anything wrong with that, because at the end of the day, you can choose to, you don't have to respond to it, but it might be something that you want to be included in, because there's no way in hell I'm going to be able to keep up with everybody that I like, you know what I'm saying? My cell phone definitely got like about 4,000 contacts in it, but I'm not going to be able to keep up with you. I'll tell you all, tag me, because if I find out that you had a banging party and I didn't go to it, I'm going to be upset. So I don't mind. I don't mind it. But we do have the ladies in the building. We got to say hi to. What'd you say?
No, I said I usually call people for that.
You can't call 4,000 people. You got that time?
You know what? More power to you for knowing 4,000 people or having 4,000 numbers in your phone. So
yeah, there's no way in hell. Like, goddamn, Diva. Like, for you, how many people follow you on Twitter? Like, it's no way in hell. And I mass tweet all the time to all the 1,200 people I follow, or 1,300 people I follow on Twitter at least once or twice a week.
That's Twitter. That's cool. But on your phone? No.
Yeah, that too. I send out mass texts all the time. There's always shit going on. And I don't even get to everybody. Sometimes I only get to the S's to Z's, and then I just, like, rotate. Like, it's hard, but you got to stay on top of this communication, because out of the 4,000 people I text, maybe I might get 1,000 to reply to, you know what I mean? Whatever it is that I needed to know, because those 1,000 people were available. Maybe I only get to 500. But you have to go get to those people. Like, there's no way in hell you're going to get to them by saying, all right, Kay, this text is just for you, Kay. Hit me back. And then they got to go, L, this text is for you, L. Please hit me back. You know what I mean? It's like, it's hard. It's hard. You're a little too old-fashioned, Kay. I'm going to say that. Like, you're a little too old-fashioned.
Well, no. I mean, it is what it is. You know, people still love me, though, so, you know.
I agree. I still love you. I still got love. Say hi to the ladies in the building. Everybody else called in and listened. I know we've been talking, but I wanted to get a chance to really interview and talk to Kay and I'm sure I'm off to everybody listening. But Vicky, I know I got you on the board. Diva Status, say hi again to Kay.
How you doing, Kay?
Hey, what's up, Eric?
Now, let's get on this topic before we close out the show. And Vicky, my girl Vicky Simone, who's my assistant, and she's so into fashion and makeup, it's ridiculous. One day you got to hook me up, girl, because I love how you do your eyebrows.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that shit is sexy. I'm like, I like her eyebrows. Right on point. But, Vicky, let's ask you the topic question for today. What are some of the names that you've given people in your phone, if it's not their real name?
Out of anger, I've given DNA, and that stands for do not answer. And the last time I did that, it's very simple, but the last time I did that, it wound up being funny because I went to send a screenshot to that person. And then I got questioned, like, who is this? Who is that? And I'm like, oh, you don't know what DNA means?
Yeah. That is fun. Nay.
Yeah.
That's what my homie Arson. That's what my homie Arson said. He said, have you ever gotten caught? You know what I'm saying? Have you ever gotten caught? Have you ever gotten caught with somebody else having a name? Now, for me, the worst thing for me has been certain people who I'm cool with. Like, I do know a lot of numbers by heart. It's probably like 200 numbers that I know by heart that I won't say. And sometimes when those people use my phone, like, you know, you have the situation where you're chilling with your people and they like, you see my phone? Let me use your phone to call my phone. And then they dial a number and they see that they're not saving your phone at all. They feel some type of way. I've got to arguments a couple times. I'm like, what do I need to save your number for if I know your number
if
by
you know
heart?
It.
Like, yeah, like, yeah. You should be honored. Like, I got other people's numbers saved, but I know yours by heart. But, you know, people, they feel some type of way about any damn thing.
Yeah.
I can't get into it. Now, what about something fun? Do you have anybody name something fun? Because DJ Breezy was saying he had a girl saved in his phone as the best pussy ever or something like that. No. Breezy didn't say that. My homie texted me telling me.
Okay.
I'm going to keep him anonymous because I don't know who's listening. But he was like, he got people saved on his phone like her pussy good as shit.
I'll do the same thing. Like, certain people, I'll have certain ringtones depending on, like, and this is with anybody, friends, family, just like how I perceive that person to be, I'll give them the ringtone that they deserve. But I don't have. DNA is like 2 short-sized seconds of getting blocked and deleted from the phone. So.
Okay. So, yeah, you're about to not even be in here. They'll probably be the one that text you on Columbus Day or the day before Happy Day before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Those type of people. Oh, yeah, Christmas Eve. That is a holiday. I'm going to say Happy Day before Christmas. But shout out to everybody listening. And we normally will be down at the Philly DMV Hot Radio studio for the fireworks show on Friday. But being as though we have Philly Shine Radio, which is nominated for Philly Hip Hop Awards. I got the call yesterday about it, the oversight. I wasn't initially nominated, even though I would love for all those motherfuckers to show me how many people call in and download their shows. I would love that. Like, a lot of people, they say a lot of things about their radio shows, but y'all are not being heard by anybody. That's what I'm saying. Like, I know people that put y'all numbers together, so whatever. Fuck y'all. Like, I'm going to definitely get in my Rolodex and send out my mask. Texas, vote for me. I'm not going to send it to UK because you already know. I'm talking to you now on the phone, and I already know you don't want to be bothered.
No, I don't need that in my life. Cool.
But, yeah, but if it's something that I feel as though I want to share with you, I definitely will show respect.
I'm gonna tell you though, as far as the Philly Hip Hop Awards, I'm not voting anyway. You know what I mean? Because for me as a label, I'm just not going to do that. Because, and I'm going to tell it to you just like I said and told everybody else.
You telling everybody it's on Philly Sound Radio, tell us.
I'm definitely me as a label owner, even though I mess with everybody, you know, I deal with all y'all and I got a mutual respect for all y'all. To me, all of y'all are winners. I think everybody, you know, in the city got some, everybody that was nominated, I think they got good shows. But from a label standpoint, I just don't really want to get into the politics of that. You know what I mean? To say to one person, oh, yeah, I voted for you, and then, you know, somebody say, oh, I heard you voted for such, such. I'm not getting into that because I gotta deal with everybody. You know what I mean? As far as my artists and get my artist music, you know, it's just something I choose not to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm
not picking a side when I tell a person, because a lot of people have asked me to vote for him, and I'm like, sorry, I already voted for somebody else or whatever. Like, keep it at 100. Like, it's no real politics, because at the end of the on my end, because at the end of the day, nobody's doing shit to me, so you can't expect me to do nothing. So anybody expecting anything, they fucking delusional. Like, you something's wrong with your thinking if you think that Kay will owe you anything. But I appreciate that neutral stance. I was going to the awards as Kanye West on. That's what I'm doing. So I'm going in there. I'll make sure I'm giving.
Well,
I think
that's the mentality. And you know what? I can't wait to. I said I might attend, but I said I wanted to see, you know, what's going to happen with whoever wins best radio or best radio host.
I think it's
going to be real interesting.
I was there last year, and it was hilarious because, you know, even with me coming in the awards, and I'm not going to say the rapper's name on the show because I never say his name on the show when I tell his story, but when I was going in awards last year, you know, I was good, plus my guests are getting free, but another really good rapper in Philly, they were trying to charge him to get in. They didn't care that he was nominated. It was like, and then from that point on, that's at the door. That's when I came inside. So when you go in, it is very apparent that it's we giving our niggas awards. You know what I'm saying? That's even what my post said this morning. I knew they was my niggas too. Like, show me some love. I'm not expecting anything out of it. Because to be honest, Coca-Cola don't even know about this shit, let alone another fucking sponsor that I'm going to really care about. You know what I'm saying? And if I can help them to really boost this and get things popping like that, you know what I'm saying? The same way that the Grammys and the Oscars are. You know what I mean? At least let yourself do something unprecedented when it comes to these situations. Like, really good sponsors, really make some money, really make a movement. Because at the end of the day, it's all types of bias in this industry, even when you get to the higher levels and the Grammys and the Emmys and the Oscars. It just is what it is. You know what I mean? And if you're not rubbing the right elbows, doing your humanitarian work, community work, you're not going to get the accolades. And then if you're not a part of, you know, they're in a circle, which is what they're doing. It's their award. So, like, how biased are they going to be? You know what I mean? Now, all of a sudden, ICH is back together. So it's like, well, what were y'all doing for the past 9 months? So I don't know. But you have to, like I said, I was trying to put together a committee to do an award ceremony, but I wasn't able to do it. So because they were able to at least put it together, I feel as though it was a good accomplishment. I think it's like the third year in a row that they've had it. And at the end of the day, we all know what it is. What I don't like is for people to try to make it seem like they think it's something else. Like, come on, be real with yourself. Like, if you know X amount of information about what's going on, don't come in here and expect it to be ABCs. Like, you know, you already know what it is. So it is what it is. Are you going to go there and make an impression and, you know, be spoke about afterwards? I'm not saying I'm a glutton for controversy, but that's what happens. I am going to go in there, and when it comes to this internet radio category, we're going to turn up, because at the end of the day, nobody got my numbers, and that's all I'm going to say. That's all I always say, like, your motherfuckers don't got my numbers. Y'all don't work hard, like. It's just nothing else to say beyond the fact that I really love my girl Chalk BB Inc. Her show, so like I said, that's only a raw and uncut, unbiased show, just like mine is. You know, it's got to be more about promoting artists and yourself, not so much only putting on your corny ass niggas who ain't gonna get you no views or no type of growth whatsoever. I don't know. It's funny to
well,
me. But definitely.
Push Flag Entertainment, we move the opposite way of everybody else. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just here to build my city up. We need just to promote our artists and, you know, be positive about everything that's going on in Philly. I got to keep a positive aspect, you know, and not really get into all the, you know, the negative. And I'm not trying to build no negative relationships or do anybody, you know, dirty per se. I'm willing to work with anybody who's willing to work with me. I mean, like I said, regardless of what anybody else got to say about you, you know, if we got a good relationship, then I'm gonna base it on that. You know, but my artists, like I said, I'm looking for any and all artists who, you know, love music and got a deep appreciation for music, and, you know, who's going to show up and turn up and can actually make a hit song, or that may just do what they believe in.
Okay. I appreciate getting a chance to get to talk to you a little bit more today. Didn't even play any more music, but I'm going to close out the show with some music. Thank you to everybody that's listening. I didn't even see your mom. Number one here to this now. Sorry, just opened you up or whatever and joining the show. Hello, shout out to everybody who called in with their comments. I'm about to go ahead and check out Twitter and see what's up with everybody. You know, the next show we're doing Tuesday with my yummy little porn star, Sammy Brooks. So we're going to have Sammy Brooks Day this coming Tuesday on Philly Shine Radio. Definitely will try to turn up. Oh, my goodness, I forgot who the artist. Oh, where did I write that down at? Who's my guest Tuesday? Ah, oh, shit. Oh, yeah, Smalls in Your Area and DJ Caution. They're my guests Tuesday. They have a Halloween party with Go-Go Fuck Me, Mr. Bentley, DJ Aunt Lava, all that club status. Shout out to everybody that's going to be a part of that event. I'm going to be there. I don't really celebrate Halloween, so I'm not going there dressed up as any fucking thing or whatever, but I'm definitely coming to turn up and check out everybody's costumes and have a good time. I definitely love a good party in status. I feel it's a very beautiful club, one of my favorites in the city of Philly. And again, I want to thank you, Kay. I want to thank everybody who calls up to the show and shared, you know, the information about their text messages, even though it was more juicy getting the texts and tweets and stuff. I'm going to play some music. Maybe if I have more time, I'll report back to everybody about about these tweets. Oh, my goodness. My one homie said her ass fatter than yours. Like, how can you name a person that? That's ridiculous. Like, come on. Jesus. You can't even tell it from a name. But again, thank you everybody for checking out the show and joining on our fun topic. I'm going to go into, like I said, my boy Big Jig, a talented artist, you know, from 106 and Park, and he's on his shit. And this is his song, I'm on my shit. Go get it on iTunes right now. Thank you, man.
Yeah, you know I stay on mine, man. You know what I'm talking about? beat my appreciate the homie, your boy Big G, man. Hey, yeah, what's up, doing
great? Look at my wrist, I shine like a left man. Gotta go.